by this time next year, charter halibut operators in Alaska will have to carry a permit in order to take clients fishing. The application period for the permits started last week and runs through April 5th. Although permits won't be issued until late summer, some people who qualify are already planning to sell theirs. KTOO's Casey Kelly has more.
Olivia Olson owns Petersburg Fisherman's Services, a broker specializing in buying and selling commercial fishing permits. While much is unknown about how the charter permit system will work, Olson says she's already been contacted by interested buyers and sellers.
Yeah, officially, I don't have any listed yet, but I've talked to two or three buyers, and I've talked to two or three sellers. And so it looks like we're getting ready to put it out there and see what they will bring.
Speculation right now is that permits could go anywhere from $25,000 to $175,000, depending on whether they're for southeast or south central Alaska and the number of rods an operator is allowed to use. Olson says most of the sellers she's talked to say they'll hold on to their permits for a couple of years rather than take something on the low end. That could mean fewer permits available immediately.
I think that we'll see a few out there and everybody sitting back to watch and see what happens with the first few.
But David Franz with Alaskan Boat Brokers in Juneau says he's talked to a lot of charter operators who are ready to sell right away. Franz, who does both boat and permit sales, says there could be a glut of permits on the market as soon as they become available.
There's a lot of guys that are just saying, you know what, I'm going to retire. I'm not going to charter fish anymore, and I'm going to sell my boat and go do something else.
Fran says that would likely lead to consolidation in the charter industry as larger operators buy up permits from the smaller boats. But he says that's not necessarily a bad thing. Many small operators run charters part-time as a way to supplement their income. Fran says consolidation could end up making it more of a business.
If you are going to be a charter operator in Alaska, I think you're going to end up having to be, you know, more of a professional than just a guy who, you know, wants to try to help make his boat payments.
Olson agrees there will eventually be consolidation, which could make it difficult for new people to enter the charter industry. She thinks some of the first buyers will be lodges that also offer guided fishing trips.
Most of the lodges have been running more boats, and now they're not going to be able to run as many boats as they have been. So if they can pick up enough permits to bring in the clients that they need to keep their operation running, they're going to be some of the first people picking up permits.
The permits are designed to slow the growth of the charter industry, which has expanded in recent years to the point that Southeast Alaska anglers have exceeded their guideline harvest level by more than 40%. Operators in both Southeast and South Central will be required to carry the new permits starting February 1, 2011. In order to qualify for a permit that can be bought and sold, operators must have made at least 15 fishing trips during 2004 or 2005 and the same number in 2008. Non-transferable permits will be available for charters that made fewer than 15 but more than 5 trips during the qualifying years. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.